I would like now to welcome again Dr. Nair Bedwell back to the stage. She's still here, thank you. And introduce Her Excellency Dr. Madiha Al-Shaibani, Minister of Education of the Sultanate of Oman. They will jointly announce the 2019 UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Conservation.
Thank you very much. Your Excellency, Mr. Janos Eider, President of Hungary, Your Royal Highness, Princess Sumaya bint Al Hassan, President of the Royal Scientific Society of Jordan, Your Excellency, Minister of Higher Education and Science and Technology of South Africa, Professor Laszlo Lovas, President of the Hungarian Academy of Science, Madam Representative of the Director General, Dr. Shamila Nair, Assistant Director General for Natural Sciences. It was great meeting you. Excellencies, honored guests, good evening to you all. I'm delighted to be back in this beautiful city to attend the opening of the prestigious World Science Forum once again, organized under the generous patronage of the President of Hungary. We are honored this evening to award the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Conservation, a prize launched in 1989 by His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said, the Sultan of Oman, to recognize and encourage outstanding initiatives in the field of environmental conservation. I take this opportunity to convey the greetings of His Majesty and his most heartfelt wishes for the success of this forum. Distinguished participants, we are facing the adverse effects of climate change in all parts of the globe, and the need to collectively mobilize for environmental preservation has never been so pressing. However, how we can harness the potential of science and innovation in transforming our world and reaching sustainability? How do we tackle the ethical dimensions that stem from scientific advancement? And what is the responsibility of science in attaining sustainable development goals? These are some of the important questions tackled by this forum and mentioned by many of the participants. This forum, as we all know, convenes this year under the theme of science, ethics, and responsibility. Honored guests, the Sultanate of Oman is fully dedicated to environmental conservation, from establishing national strategies for environmental protection to setting up educational policies for environmental awareness to encouraging sustainable tourism. Oman has been actively promoting environmental policies which stem from its unwavering commitment to the conservation of the environment and the sustainable use of natural resources. Moreover, the Sultanate is engaged in the reflection on ethics and science and will host in February 2020 the second International Bioethics Conference organized by the Omani National Committee of Bioethics in partnership with UNESCO. Distinguished audience, Oman is extremely proud of the accomplishments made possible through the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Conservation. Over the past three decades, the prize has been awarded globally to various institutions, groups, as well as individuals in recognition of their efforts to conduct research and raise awareness in the field of environmental protection. And to further enhance such initiatives, and as a testimony to His Majesty's continuous support to environmental sustainability, the monetary value of the prize has been substantially increased. Allow me, therefore, to warmly congratulate the laureate. You're going to announce it? I will let you announce it. Okay. The laureates of the UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for this biennium, the Ashoka Trust for Research in Ecology and the Environment, ATRI, of India, for its outstanding contributions to the areas of biodiversity, conservation, and sustainable development. Established in 1996, ATRI's activities are based on rigorous interdisciplinary research and span across academia, policymakers, practitioners, researchers, and students. I would like to offer my sincere gratitude to the government of Hungary for its hospitality, and I warmly thank the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, UNESCO, and all the other partners, as well as the dedicated colleagues for organizing this forum. Finally, allow me to express my appreciation to the Bureau of the International Coordinating Council of Men and the Biosphere, MAP, for effectively managing the process of selecting the winner of this prize. I wish this forum all the success, and I am confident that its valuable outcomes will positively contribute to shaping a sustainable future. I would also like to congratulate South Africa for hosting the next forum, and I wish you all the success. Thank you, and have a great evening.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's my privilege to welcome the stage Dr. Kamal Bauba and Dr. Nitin Pandit as representatives of the Ashoka Trust for Research in Ecology and Environment to receive the 2019 UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Conservation. Please come to the stage.
Excellencies, thank you, madam. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that UNESCO is part of this award ceremony of the 2019 UNESCO Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Conservation. None of us here today would deny the impacts of climate change. None of us here today could deny that we have only one planet. There's no planet B. And the decline in biodiversity, ecosystem services, really is affecting every one of us across the world and will threaten all our foundations which provide ecological services, nature services. Hence, UNESCO is proud, delighted, and honored to be part of this prize award ceremony with the government of Oman, thank you very much, and awarded every 2 years since 1991 and made possible to the generous donation by His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said of Oman. This prestigious prize is ever more so relevant today as we recognize the value of earth services and the environment. The prestigious prize is established to highlight and reward outstanding contributions to protect the environment, to raise the awareness of the benefits provided by nature, and to raise the value of nature's rights, especially to the well-being of the present and future generations. UNESCO is deeply grateful to His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said, Al Said of Oman, for his leadership and vision in helping UNESCO to establish and sustain the prize since 1991. Concrete actions to tackle environmental challenges, notably biodiversity loss and climate crisis, are needed more than ever before. And thank you, Dr. Kahl, for awarding your prize and in recognition of climate scientists. As follows the suite. This prize also recognizes scientifically sound and successful initiatives that can be implemented with not much cost around the world, in particular at local, regional, and national level that can lead to big impacts. We are therefore at UNESCO delighted to inform you that based on the recommendation of the prize jury that debated over a period of more than 1 year, the Director General of UNESCO has decided and concurs with the jury that the Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Conservation to be allocated to the Ashoka Trustee for Research in Ecology and the Environment. For several years, ATRI, as it is known, has contributed successfully to the conservation of a number of important ecosystems and environments throughout India. And as we know, nature has no boundaries. Hence, the contribution to ecosystem services, including the Eastern Himalayas, the UNESCO Nilgiri Biosphere Reserve, where people live in harmony with nature, and the Western Ghats World Heritage Site, protecting natural heritage, cultural heritage together. The Vemband Lake, the Kaziranga and Manas National Parks, protecting the environment, the grasslands of Kutch, the wetlands of Tamil Nadu and Kerala, the Sikkim and Darjeeling hill regions, home to millions of people, and the urban landscapes of Karnataka. Congratulations for protecting our ecosystem services and valorizing the nature's contribution to well-being. Based on its effective influence on environmental policies and the successful support towards building a new generation of environmental leaders, youth across the world, ATRI is today ranked among the top 20 environmental think tanks globally. UNESCO is therefore honored to join with the Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Conservation and congratulates the Ashoka Trust for Research in Ecology and Environment to receive a diploma together with the UNESCO Medal and a financial award, thank you to the Sultan of Oman, for increasing the prize to $100,000. More importantly, I'm confident that the laureate will set a brilliant example to others across the world to inspire nations and individuals, to inspire institutions, researchers, for ethical dimension of climate change and ethical dimension of research. And also, this prize, and we are honored to work with you, will inspire our younger generations to persevere in their relentless efforts to nurture and conserve our natural environment and nature's rights. Once again, on behalf of UNESCO and the Director General and His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said of Oman, congratulations to you, sir, and we wish you well.
Yes, beautiful. We do it together. So hang in together.
Thank you very much for all of you. And just, you want to have your speech or do you have a presentation? Sure, please come to the stage.
Good evening. It has been a long, long evening, very wonderful, very enjoyable. And I want to assure you, we will not speak for more than 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, 30 seconds. And first of all, His Excellency, President of Hungary, His Excellency, President of the Academy, Hungarian Academy of Sciences, His Excellency, Minister of Science from South Africa, Excellency, Minister of Education from Oman, Assistant Director General, and many other distinguished guests and colleagues. I'm delighted to be here with my colleague Nitin Pandit. We are just so honored and we are privileged to receive this wonderful prize. And we are very grateful to His Majesty, Sultan Qaboos, joining hands with UNESCO to establish this wonderful prize to recognize the work of individuals, many, many individuals and organizations all over the world that are working very, very hard to address the issues which came out several times this evening. When we established ATRI, I and a couple of colleagues of mine, I never thought that in less than 23 years, our work will be so much recognized that we'll be ranked among the top-notch environmental think tanks of the world, that we will become a model throughout the world as to how to practice sustainability science, and that today we will be here at this world stage receiving this prize on behalf of ATRI. I also want to thank here scores of people, scores of our scientists, researchers, scores of communities on the ground, our wonderful students who are really so dedicated to generating knowledge that really address our pressing societal needs. And we heard all of those needs today: climate change, biodiversity loss, soil degradation, the need for citizen science. And all these people are working very hard every day with hundreds of other people to bring us a better society, to bring us a society where we can apply knowledge to address some very, very pressing problems. And the problems we are addressing, I think I will leave Dr. Nitin Pandit to talk about. But one thing I wanted to mention, that very recently we have started to work with the government of India on a national mission on biodiversity and human well-being that brings together all these major themes of agricultural soil degradation, how to increase productivity of soil, how to raise incomes, how to address climate change, how to address diseases, emerging diseases, under one umbrella. And I think from that point of view, I strongly believe that biodiversity science is one of those sciences that really unifies and can bring us all together. And in this particular program, not only are we going to address all these five or six different issues, but then each issue is linked with particular aspect of human well-being, and then is linked with specific sustainable development goals. So it's a wonderful program. We feel that it can become a model for the rest of the world, and we'll be very delighted to talk with you about this. And right now, I'm just going to go and take money, and Dr. Nitin Pandit here will tell you what ATRI does.
Well, before Dr. Bawa runs away with the money, again, let me thank all the dignitaries. And if I could have the first slide, I'll just so that I can introduce you to some of the work that we've done. And the reason why we're doing this is that this journey for over two decades has led us into some of the most interesting aspects that help in balancing the process of development that we are undergoing and, in fact, the degradation of the biosphere, especially from the standpoint of biodiversity and ecosystem services, and of course, climate change. If I can have the next slide, please. So in the past 20 years or so, some of these sites were already mentioned, so I won't run through all of them. But the key point here is that ATRI has had the opportunity to work with a variety of scientists and social scientists and communities on the ground to actually set up examples in the field that work. And these examples show that, in fact, a balanced view towards conservation is possible. And even to set that example has required a substantial amount of effort. Our lovely building here in Bangalore shows where we house our 120 odd people, plus other sites across India, where we have community interactions so that people's rights in protecting their own forests, their own communities, their own lands are taken into account when we actually practice conservation and when we go towards development. If I can have my next slide, please. So where are we going from here? Just so that we know that we are so thankful for having not only the honor, but as Dr. Bawa said, the cash award. But the point is that we want to apply this towards some strategic programs that are coming up. Dr. Bawa spoke about the National Mission on Biodiversity and Human Well-being, which tries to integrate so many concerns of human well-being along with the considerations of biodiversity. Along with that, we are dealing with more interdisciplinary topics, topics that talk about eco-hydrology, about the major biomes of India, and to set more and more examples that other people can see, that Dr. Karl can probably talk about to his followers and students, so that people and citizens get involved in the practice of science towards addressing some of these hard, vexing, intractable problems of society that we are dealing with today. Another one is where we are looking at the restoration of a substantial amount of lands that are actually degraded in India and probably all over the world. India has almost 100 million hectares of degraded lands that need to be restored. And then we are also dealing with nutritional security, security that concerns all of us, but which has to be driven by our more and greater investigations of the science of biodiversity so that we consume a more diverse palate and diverse set of foods. And finally, how in fact we can deal with the problems that we ourselves have introduced into our own environment, wherein invasive species have taken over different landscapes to a substantial extent, which has been recognized by the International Panel for Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services. These are exemplars, and through solid, practical, and real examples on the ground, ATRI hopes to utilize this opportunity and more opportunities to show that, in fact, it is possible to balance conservation and development. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With all our congratulations.
I'm sorry. Do you have any film still?
Yep. Okay. Sorry.
There's a film comes.
Ah, film. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Can you roll it, please?
The last 20 years has been a very exciting period for ATRI.
ATRI is a place for creativity, for ideas, and for solutions that address some of the most vexing problems for the ecosystems and for the people of India.
The field of conservation biology has changed dramatically. And so has ATRI, from its initial focus on biodiversity now to the broader issues of environment, including water and climate change.
At ATRI, we try to work across the landscapes of India, especially in the biodiversity hotspots, which are the Western Ghats and the Eastern Himalayas. Our work demands that we bring interdisciplinary approaches to try and solve these hard problems between people and ecosystems as they try to balance conservation and development as it occurs in India.
It has learned how to be current. It has learned how to be effective. It has learned how to be critical for our understanding of how we are going to conserve India's magnificent biodiversity. What is happening in our forests, what is happening to the people who live in and around areas of high biodiversity, what's changing, what is still precious, what can still be preserved. We need to to know that so that we can do much better policy and have much better programs on the ground. ATRI helps us do that, and that's why ATRI needs support.
Nice time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. With all our congratulations, we wish the Ashoka Trust and its representatives to keep up their important work towards sustainable development. We would like also to thank Dr. Nair Bedouel and Her Excellency Dr. Madiha Ahmed Al-Shaibani for their speeches and for making the award ceremonies one of the genuine highlights of the World Science Forum.